It may sound a little hesitant for now, but these Israeli women and thousands like them are preparing to make their voices heard. They are young liberals who live in Tel Aviv, a world away from Jerusalem, with its religious restrictions and tensions. But they're worried that the growing influence of ultra-Orthodox Jews on Israeli life will one day make it impossible for women to sing in public. Hila Benyevich Hoffman organized this rehearsal and the larger demonstrations which are to follow.
It's been explained to me that a woman's voice is seductive, it's sexual, and therefore it can be indecent for her to sing in front of a person who is not her husband. So to sing in front of someone else or to sing in front of an audience would be promiscuous.
ביום הראשון כשקבענו פגישה הלכו לבדוק את דרכי הגישה.
Women have always sung in Israel, of course. This is the National Army Band with its fondly remembered foot tapper, My Lover is in the Special Forces. My other favourite is called the Homeland Twist. But Israel is changing as ultra-Orthodox communities become more visible and more assertive. Their heavily bearded men are already a familiar sight with their black Homburg hats. Now many liberals fear ultra-Orthodox values are seeping into mainstream Israeli life. They don't like to see women in advertising posters, and they'd prefer buses to have segregated sections for men and women. When Hila heard that religious army officers had walked out of a concert where women soldiers began to sing, she'd had enough.
When they say that it's wrong for women to sing in public, and you say, no, I think women have a right to sing in public, same as anyone else, you become an extremist by default, and you have no choice. They push you into that corner of being the crazy feminist who wants all these terrible things, and it's just not true.
And do you feel that most Israelis are kind of more on your side than on the other side?
I think the biggest crime here is that people still think that things aren't that bad. I've heard that a lot over the past 2 weeks. It's not that bad. You're making a fuss over nothing. Well, I'd rather make a fuss now before I won't be able to speak at all. I never thought that in my country I would have to fight for the right to sing.
At the root of this is the ultra-Orthodox belief that there's something not just sensual, but sexual about a woman's voice raised in song. The musician and producer Carney Eldad sings beautifully.